The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, April 25, 2023. The Minister of Foreign Affairs, Bruno Rodriguez, reiterated on Monday Cuba's commitment to multilateralism and respect for the Charter of the United Nations and international law. The General Assembly of the United Nations Organization approved on December 12, 2018, by resolution to set the day for each April 24 in a registered vote of 144 votes in favor and 2 against. The organization invites all its member states, observers, and organizations to disseminate the advantages of multilateralism and diplomacy for peace through educational and public awareness activities, among other initiatives. The 16th May Day International Volunteer Work Brigade began its program of activities to celebrate International Workers' Day. According to a note from the Cuban news agency, the brigade's activities will last until May 7, with more than 300 members from 29 countries. The first meeting of the contingent was at the Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology, in which a special tribute was paid to the recently deceased South African friend Chris Matalako. The general director of the scientific institution, Marta Ayala Avila, expressed the pleasure of hosting the important event and witnessing the goodwill that Cuba mobilizes in different latitudes. On behalf of the visitors, the activist in charge of the solidarity campaign with Cuba in the United Kingdom, Rob Miller, summed up the pride of bringing together people of so many nationalities in a sense of friendship and support for the cause of the people of the island and its revolutionary process. With the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, Ghana, and Chile as the most represented delegations, the members of the brigade will accompany the celebrations for International Workers' Day, in addition to their participation in days of productive work and the International Meeting of Solidarity with Cuba and Anti-Imperialism. Representatives of China and Cuba signed 2 agreements extendable for 5 years each and with immediate effect to expand cooperation between the party and youth organizations. One of the texts is a memorandum of understanding penned by the vice rector of the Central School of the Communist Party of China, Gong Weibing, and Rosario Pentón, rector of the Nico López Higher School of the Communist Party of Cuba. The objectives are to contribute to improving the cadres and leaders' training in capabilities, as well as promoting and improving theoretical research in view of the new challenges and tasks undertaken by each country. At the same time, He Junqi, First Secretary of the Communist Youth League of China, and Aileen Alvarez, First Secretary of the Young Communist League of Cuba, signed a cooperation agreement to strengthen ties through activities of mutual interest and joint work on various issues. The 2 accords were inked after the 5th theoretical seminar between the Communist Parties of China and Cuba, which was held in Beijing on Tuesday. Luis Ramiro Pino Naranjo, a delegate from the Ministry of Tourism in Havana, said that several gastronomic initiatives by entrepreneurs would be present during the upcoming 2023 FIT Cuba Fair. Pino Naranjo explained that they are private restaurants, an indispensable complement to the capital's cuisine, which is of interest for the 41st Cuba's International Tourism Fair, FIT Cuba 2023, scheduled from May 1 to 5 in Havana. The official emphasized that private establishments, along with state-run restaurants, will showcase Cuba's authentic gastronomic traditions at the upcoming international fair. Cuba began the second stage of the 62nd National Oral Polio Vaccination Campaign for children who received 1 dose in the first phase from February 27 to March 4. Dr. Lena Lopez, head of the immunization program at the Public Health Ministry, informed this week that children aging 1 month and under three who received their first dose will be immunized with a May 2 to 6 recovery period for those who cannot be vaccinated now. She added that children aged 9 who will receive the reactivation as part of the national, regional, and global strategy to keep polio eradicated will be included in this second stage. Cuba is considered one of the few nations in the Americas with high polio coverage to keep children protected. As part of the immunization scheme, Cuba is currently applying 11 vaccines, of which 8 are homegrown against 13 diseases, said Dr. Francisco Duran, epidemiology director at the Ministry of Public Health. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.